Sagax pulled it to one side, allowing noontide sunlight to stream in. The petrified hare was lying flat on his back, flanked either side by two skeletons clad in mouldering rags. Skerm lay there, his eyes the only part of him that moved. He rolled them beseechingly at the badger and the otter.
"Pull me out of here, quick, 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 quick!"
They reached inside and dragged him out by his footpaws. Skerm began stuffing his piece of honeycomb into his mouth.
"Good for shock, something sweet. That's what my old auntie used to say. Good old auntie. Good."
Sagax sat down outside the ruined dwelling, peering in.
"They look like the remains of rats to me. What do you think?"
Kruver went inside and squatted by the grisly things to inspect them carefully.
"I'd say he was right. This is what's left of a couple of sea rats. Look at this."
He held up two brass earrings, now tarnished to green. Rummaging about in the sand, he came across some carved bone bracelets and a fishskin eye patch.
"Aye, they're sea rats sure enough. Look at those rags of clothing. Typical sea rat gear. Wonder how they came to perish in this forsaken place."
Sagax pointed with his own strung bow.
"Well, look around for yourself. There doesn't appear to be any signs of upset, a battle, or a struggle. I think these two rats just starved to death. They seem to be lying there peacefully enough."
The sea otter sifted his paws through the sand around both wretched skeletons.
"Aye, you're right, mate. Ain't no traces of victuals. Not even fish bones or empty water flagons. 'Twas starvation finished off these two, all right."
Skerm, who had remained steadfastly outside, peered over Sagax's shoulder, a look of mixed horror and sympathy on his face. He shook his head sadly.
"I say, what an absolutely awful way to go. Poor blighters. Fancy perishing from lack of tuck and a measly drop to drink. Good grief, it boggles the blinking imagination. What? I'd jolly well die before I'd let that happen to me."
Sagax ignored the hare's inane comments.
"Kruver, what's that thing sticking up out of the sand there, just by your left footpaw?"
Digging his paws into the shifting sand, the sea otter pulled forth a smooth, shiny yellow cylinder.
"What? You mean this? Beats me, mate. I ain't never seen nothing like it afore. Here, catch."
He tossed the object to Sagax. The young badger had no trouble in identifying it.
"It's called bamboo. My father has a piece of it in his collection of sea rat stuff. He said it comes from the hot lands beyond the ocean. Look, it has a wooden keg stopper knocked into one end of it.